T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff joining us right now. Of course, retired gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps and on the Veterans for Trump board. How are you, Jesse Jane?
Good morning, motivator. I'm getting ready to hit D.C. running and take the hill. We got to save this nation.
You know what? I enjoyed watching the president's rally this weekend. We've been talking all morning about this supposed scam people ran to prevent ticket holders from getting tickets to the arena, and it caused a smaller crowd. What a bunch of hooey. I mean, you know, maybe they pulled it off. Next time, we just ask for a Trump campaign donation in order to sign up for a ticket, and we'll eliminate that problem.
Well, and that's actually a great idea. And then you show up, and essentially, if you want your money refunded, you can if you show up. So I saw somebody post that $5 donation upon showing up. They scan your ticket, and they can refund it if you so choose. I mean, what it really boils down to is this rally is not going to be their biggest problem. This is all they've got. You know, I'd love to see. So what is your other candidate pulling in? How many people is he able to get in? Did you see the New York Times article? I posted it, and I was very surprised. The reporter was just, she said, you didn't even know when he walked in the room. And there were so few people there, and he stood behind the podium that essentially reading from a teleprompter. There was no fanfare. There were minimal number of people. Maybe 20 showed up. So I love how they're trying to make an issue of this was the smallest attendance. Guess what? You have no attendance. It's still zero. It's still zero, folks. So, you know, the photos also demonstrate that they had protesters show up and block entrances. Brad Pascal had posted this on Twitter, the photo of the police right at the entrance, because they basically were intimidating people from attending. And, you know, the Trump supporters know darn well they cannot get into any scuffle, can't get into fights, because that will be blasted all across the media that they're hostile, despite the fact that the protesters show up to agitate. So this is the least of our worries. This is going to be in our rearview mirrors. If this is what all they've got, they've got nothing. Yeah. Nothing, because well over 12,000 people got into that arena. And outside the arena, if you were following the coverage, it was packed wall-to-wall people. It was a wall of meat, is the way I would say.
Well, you know, they need to check with the fire chief there, wherever Biden is hiding, because I'm sure there's a limit on the number of people allowed into his basement anyway. So
that, absolutely.
Yeah,
fire chief might be also saying that, you know, you've got too few people here for us to authorize this event.
Yeah, that could be. Could very well be. What a lack of enthusiasm.
And you know, it's just ridiculous. Go ahead.
The Democratic Party is really, I mean, really, they're in their effort to pander to the hard progressive left in their country. They derailed their hopes of the presidency this year by ending up with Joe Biden. Now they're pandering to folks who want to tear down statues reminiscent of American history. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but you know what? If there's no statues left, we won't have any more Democratic statues up. Just keep that in mind. They're tearing down Confederate leaders that were all Democrats. The hypocrisy is astounding. It only took them 155 years to get offended with the bloodshed, the pain, the suffering that those slave advocates had fought and tried to die for or did. This is really, let's flip the script, folks. What are they tearing down? These are not not Republicans. These were Democrats that fought for the very racist stain that came upon our nation after the Civil War with the Jim Crow laws. Let's talk about Joe Biden supporting Byrd. Let's talk about how Johnson finally got a Civil Rights Act passed, but that Byrd had filibustered for how long? Republicans had repeatedly passed the Civil Rights Act, and Democrats fought it hook, line, and sinker. Their stain of history is just astonishing, and this is our opportunity to make it show up. And the right now is getting smart. Well, then let's get rid of Yale. That was created by a slave owner. Let's get rid of Georgetown that had to sell 272 slaves to save Georgetown. All those liberals with those graduation certificates that say Yale or Georgetown, burn them. Let's change everything. The insanity of it is they don't even know their own history. And Nancy Pelosi, how long has she been in Congress now? She's 80 years old, folks. 80 years old. That's Botox, folks. That's not just good aging. That's 80 years of how long was she in Congress? Over 40 years now? And now she's offended. She's going to take the Confederate leaders of her forefathers down because those are her leadership. Oh, let me pretend to get along now. Oh, she's woke at 80. Yeah. She's woke.
She's been walking past those statues for 40 years. Suddenly now they've got to go.
Now they got to go. Over 40 years, and now you're woke. We appreciate your patronizing us. Anybody who's buying into this doesn't realize that this is nefarious and it's being funded by the extreme left. And I think the bulk of Americans, even Democrats who are reasonable people, are sitting here scratching their heads going, you know what? I'm not putting this party in office. Not now.
It's a great point. Jesse Jane, thank you for your time this morning.
Have a great day and a great week. Take the hill.
You bet. Give them hell. We appreciate it. Jesse Jane Duff there. Of course, at Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter. If you don't follow her, get on there. JesseJaneDuff.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.